Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Beyond the Orchard, written by Anna Roma and read by Hannah Norris. He was thinking of her when his pistol went off. Or more precisely, he was thinking of her lips. Wondering, with the frantic preoccupation of a man who wished with all his heart and soul that he was anywhere but here. Here, on this godforsaken brink of hell with its screaming noise and stench of blood and rotting flesh. Wondering if lips really could taste like cherries. His brother had kissed her, he reasoned. If anyone knew, it would be Ronald. Hadn't he taunted Edwin with the knowledge? Laughed at the hunger he had surely seen in Edwin's eager eyes? And Edwin hanging off his every word, unashamed, so desperately did he long to know for himself. A shell went off somewhere to the left of him. He staggered sideways, and when the aftershock struck him in the chest, he crashed to his knees. For a moment, all he could hear was the sluggish whomp of his heartbeat, dull and slow, as if drifting to him from underwater. He shook his head. His ears popped and noise exploded back around him, shouting behind, then rapid rifle fire. A shrill scream as a strafe cut down the man beside him. Edwin struggled to his feet, his body numb, his mind ablaze with fear. Dear God, he was on the brink. He clutched at sanity. Cherries, he thought. Remember the taste. Sour sweet, rich with sunlight, bursting in the mouth with such impossible goodness that your hunger for them increased tenfold. He had spent every summer in the orchard, gorging on mulberries and cherries, eating his fill of grapes and passion fruit, laughing at his mother's scoldings for leaving so few strawberries for her afternoon tea. He should have remembered the taste of sun-warmed fruit. He should have been able to imagine. But he was cold and afraid and he itched from lice. And men he knew, were dying around him. All he could remember was the taste of mud, the acid tang of fear and blood. No matter how he tried to conjure it, the sweet, wild flavour of cherries eluded him. He tightened his grip on the pistol. His hand was trembling so hard he could barely feel the weapon's weight in his palm, let alone the touch of the trigger. Yet when a figure loomed up suddenly ahead of him, he reacted without hesitation. His fingers constricted on the grip and the handgun wavered. He choked on a sob and took unsteady aim. Fire! Someone shouted, close to his ear. The captain, he thought, though it was hard to be sure. His ears still rang from the blast, but there was no mistaking the urgency in the captain's voice, as though he too was on the very edge of panic. Fire, damn you!